My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Mary Lou Williams.
I think this is the most beautiful ballad I've ever heard. It's about a very fancy guy who was a gambler, and his mother never knew that. She thought he was a beautiful son, wonderful. But the whole town knew what he was like.
Mary Lou Williams, born Mary Elfrida Scruggs in 1910, became a giant in the 20th century as a pianist, a composer, and as a band leader. Finding her way to arrange for Duke Ellington and Benny Goodman, and also being a friend, a teacher, and dare say a mother to the budding experimentalists of the bop period, most notably Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, and Dizzy Gillespie. When we think of our mothers, when we think of those with whom we feel safe, who nurture us and help us grow, who chide us when necessary, and gently encourage us as we craft our art, we think perhaps of our biological mother, but in many ways, we think of the many out there for whom our life is an unconditional gift. Mary Lou Williams, in her playing, and truly in her example, merging her artistic sense of self with a rootedness of spirituality, both informs her art and at the same time inspires so many to find their own craft and also become their better selves as they stare down demonic tendencies. When we have someone in our life who is strong, who is self-assured, we can perhaps come to terms with our weaknesses, metabolize our imperfections, and realize that as we are seen, we are loved. In her recordings, one can find a true depth of self, a sense of soul, and of character. And as we listen to her music, perhaps we too can be seen. We too can be both admonished and admired. And we, above all, as we love, can be loved. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.